KX, mobile.
KX, KI, 4DTY. How's it going, Patrick?
Pretty good, Daniel. Running way behind today.
Where you headed to next?
It's no big deal. I'll just pick them up tomorrow afternoon.
Sir, are you headed home?
No, I'm heading to Steve's house right now.
Have you had your tetanus shot yet?
My tetanus shot.
Then you're safe.
For a minute.
Steve, I heard Steve bites.
Shot.
Oh, yeah, rabies shot. That's what I was thinking in my head.
Like you're sandbagging right now.
Probably.
Project done?
Actually, I'm trying to wrap it up wrap up part of it right now so I can get it uploaded so the client can see it. And so, we'll see, I'm almost done with this one part. They get three videos, and this is the major video, so hopefully I'll get that up here within the next 2 or 3 hours.
I'm sure it takes a while to upload and download something of that size.
Yeah, last year we were able to upgrade our internet. We actually have a 1 gig service now, so it doesn't take quite as long as it used to.
Be nice.
Yeah, what, still on dial-up up there?
No, we're just barely above it.
What do you have?
It's like 15 meg.
Is it 15 meg?
Somewhere close to that. I'm not exactly sure what it is.
Now, who are you with up there?
The only one in town, Comporium.
Damn, but yeah, up till then, we had 100 and 200 meg service, but that was... So when we had 100 meg service, it would take me, depending on the project, it would take maybe 4 days to upload.
Wow, that's a long time.
For any reason, it got interrupted, I had to start over.
Never happens, does it?
No, that never happened. then trying to explain to the client why it's taking so long, you know, because, like I said, depending on the project, it could take 4 days to upload.
Be in the last 30 minutes, and it'd kick it out, and I'd have to start over again.
Happened on one project. Sorry, choking here. Project where, you know, it had like, I don't know, like 15% left, and that we hadn't. Something happened with the internet, and it went down, and I was so mad.
I would be, too, for something like that.
We have some different compression ratios that we work with and stuff, so this video will probably take, I don't know, maybe 15 minutes to upload now. X.
Good afternoon, Steve. I told you he was out there sandbagging.
In the truck. I'm running, making a run over to the dump station to get rid of the trash. And trying to do a couple of things here, make Mama happy. And heard you in there. So, anyway, I was just curious. You got any idea on the time frame? 30 minutes? An hour? 2 hours?
Probably an hour.
Sounds like a Vander Schnitzel. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I was all set and back before you got, you know, started up there. So, anyhow, all right, you guys carry on. I'll get out of your way.
How are you?
You had your rabies shot lately, Steve?
Well, that drool was running down into my goatee.
Your tags.
Oh! Our old dog with no more bark left, so I guess I'll stay on the porch.
Together.
Patrick there up and get the board going. So, well, have you had a pretty good day, you two?
Matt Gary, KI4DOS, for lunch, and talked to him for a little bit and got some parts I needed for to fix the cable on the radio, so I had a good day.
My in-laws left the house finally, so my day started out pretty decent. I'm getting over this head cold or whatever the snot it is, so I'm feeling a little bit better about that, too.
Well, let me give you a little bit of advice there, bud. When you are they actually out of the house and gone?
That's Florida.
Well, when you go in the house, don't act too happy. Just look at your wife and say, "Oh, well, we'll miss them."
advice is way too late.
Well, how many bruises did she put on your head?
I look in silence, but you know what? The silence doesn't bother me anymore, so I welcome it with open arms.
Doesn't last too long, and you come in the house with a little handful of flowers in about 2 or 3 days. Hey, you'll be all right.
I shut the door, and I went, woo-hoo! And so she goes, "Do you have to do it that quickly?" She said, "They're probably still outside the door." I says, "Why do you think I did it so loud?"
Tell the truth. Aren't your in-laws pretty good folks?
Old people. But every time we have them, we usually have them for about a week or two. And you know what they say about company and fish?
Well, I'll tell you what. I was really blessed. On both of my go-rounds, I had two very, very, very sweet mother-in-laws. And I couldn't have asked for better. Matter of fact, I miss my current wife's mother-in-law. She was a fine lady. Had a good head on her shoulders, too.
But no, my in-laws aren't too terrible. It's just, it just gets old after a while. But they are good people. But I'll leave it at that.
Hey, listen, the girl I was engaged to before I married my first one, man, her mother, she convinced me to move on down the line. That woman, I'm going to tell you what, she was the wicked witch of the north, south, east, and west. That old saying about what you'll have in 40 years, just look at the mother and add on 40 pounds. Oh, my God. I dodged the bullet there.
We were talking a couple of months ago, me and my wife, and she was like, "Well, would you, if something happened to me, would you remarry again?" And I looked at her and I says, "I will not make that same mistake twice in a row."
So this boy, he's just a glutton for punishment. He needs to learn how to score brownie points with the deer heart. Man, what you should have said there was, is, "No, baby, I'd never get married again because I don't."
Looking that big because she's out of earshot.
Tell her that.
Hey, but hey, Patrick, is he one of those? Just as soon as she gets in within earshot, yes, ma'am.
We and Chad were giving him a hard time about it, and he was quick to close the door on his office.
Comment.
Uh-oh, go ahead, comment. 4NUE. He shut that door so fast, Steve, you would not believe it. And here's what tipped me off. He turned the volume down on the radio first, then he went and shut the door.
Earbuds for that, my 991.
Hey, did he sit there with the radio going, "Hey, now, y'all, don't tell no, don't say nothing on the radio, she might hear." Real low like.
And I've heard you call out before
KO4RYP.
I stay in trouble. I stay in trouble all the time, so I'm used to it.
Cash out of the truck. sounds like y'all need to just keep talking trash. Hey, before I go, I'll let you all have this. I have my wife trained, and I told a couple of the older ladies at church that. And they looked at me and says, yeah, right. And I said, no, really, I do. She don't bruise me where it shows anymore. Well, then I'll go get my trash out.
Like y'all are something else. I mean something else. Oh, my word. So, mercy. We just give you a hard time, Daniel.
I know. I appreciate it. I haven't heard you on here lately. How's it going, Chad?
It's going pretty good. I got my 400 put in the truck about an hour ago. I got it right after Christmas and been messing with it here in the ham station, trying to learn it. And then, so I think I about got it all figured out. So I went ahead and put it in the truck. And been doing some digital mode stuff. And trying to work through this, you know, for the Simplex stuff.
The 400 programmed inside and then take it out?
It's something new like that. I'm so slow in the mind that I'll set it up in here and, you know, a month or so and figure out all the buttons, because there's nothing more frustrating than, you know, trying to do that while you're driving, because you really can't. You have to pull over and do it. So I just set it up here and use it for a while to figure everything out for it, you know, it goes in the truck.
Back.
Hey, Chad, K4VWA, are you doing DMR?
I'm not into DMR. Right now, I'm still in 2-meter packet, peer-to-peer 2-meter packet, HF packet, and message boards up on the Blue Ridge Mountain chain there.
Well, you're still listening, buddy. That leaves you. Luck of the draw.
Whenever we get ready for it, I'll be glad to help you. I got a big stick, and I can just put it up there and smack it in your head.
It'll take something like that. Hey, I got my registration numbers for my, I don't know what to call them, my codes or my keys from the site, you know, where you're supposed to get your registration numbers from. I got those. And I got the 578 software down, but I'm going to have to... let me ask you a question, Patrick. Is the programming cable for an 878 the same as the 578?
I don't know on that one, because I don't know what the 578 uses.
Okay. Well, that's a question I'll have to ask Google. So, and Chad... I enjoyed that Zoom meeting last night after somebody helped me figure out how to unplug my 991 to get sound. Thank you, Patrick. And the only problem I had with the meeting last night was this one guy in one of the windows on the Zoom meeting just looked like his head was going to drop over. He kept yawning, and I thought he was going to fall over on the monitor. We won't mention no names, but his initials are Patrick
4PXB.
I got you, Lloyd. KO4NUE here. Well, I couldn't tell if he was sleeping or the camera cut half of his head off, Steve. I couldn't figure out which one it was. I got them both a ring light. That'll fix everything.
Patrick kept leaning farther and farther back. I thought he was going to fall out of the chair.
I saw him lean back and yawn there for a second. I thought I was watching an episode of Jaws, the movie.
have been looking at what I was looking at, you'd be yawning trying to get away from the camera, too.
Man, jump in there and take care of Lloyd real quick. I'm too busy giggling.
KL4NU, I don't think I can do anything with that. That is, you know, I can deal with 4 and 5 level stuff, but, I mean, he went for the throat on that one, which tells me I don't think I can do anything with it.
Let's not leave Lloyd out.
Nope. I think you were the one looking for the programming cable for the Anytone radios, correct?
Lloyd, that would be Steve. He's looking for the 578, I believe. I have the 878, so if he needs that cable, I'll take it with me when I go to help him understand how it all works.
Before PXB, I wasn't sure if he was wanting the cable information off the 878, because I use that cable all the time, so I was going to take a picture of it and send it to him if he needed it.
Well, buy myself a pair of cables, one for the 578 and one for the 878. I just, you know, and I appreciate everybody. Like, thank you, Patrick, saying it should, you know, get me fixed up. But I hate losing my friends to do something like that. So, I just need some guidance as to what to get, Patrick.
Paying cable is the same one or any USB, the two-prong programming cable like Kenwood uses.
Well, he told me that cable would not cross over, you know, the Baofeng cable, that you couldn't use it, that they put something in the USB end to make it not work with the Anytone radio.
I've heard something about that, but I can't prove it. I've got both. I can look at them and see. I've not really paid that much of attention. The cable came with my radio.
Whether that cable will work in both?
I get my 878 one to plug into the Baofeng radio that I have. It wouldn't even plug into it, the one that I have.
And there again, that's the answer to that question. All right. I'm going to be buying a couple of cables. But I've still got to have somebody teach me this system, the way it lays out, you know, with the zones and the groups and all that kind of stuff. I'm just not grasping it yet. I'm a visual learner.
For PXB, also wanted to let you know something very interesting and funny that I saw rewatching the Walking Dead yesterday.
It'll just make it over complicated trying to overthink it.
All I heard was Lloyd coming across with a little bit that I couldn't quite understand, and the end of what you said that I was overthinking it.
Yesterday I saw something very funny that as I was rewatching the series of The Walking Dead, when Jadis was actually in the junkyard talking to the people that were on the helicopter, she actually turned on a Baofeng radio because I heard it say, you know, that it was in channel, and frequency mode.
It would not to spend a whole lot of money.
Is y'all still in there?
I'm still in here.
Yep, still here.
I just was going to ask Lloyd, what kind of question would you ask about the wedding on the net last night? I mean, did you really expect me to tell people on the net last night what they did to me before I got married, or what you did to me before I got married?
I wanted you to tell them how you now got the nickname Boomer.
To kill me. The first day back from the honeymoon, literally. She blew up a pressure cooker and it blew the safety plug out of the side of it and liked to hit me with the plug that come out of the thing.
Think of all that insurance money she missed out of by missing.
I've been privy to both of these conversations, and I'm going to go with the wedding one would be much more fun to hear.
Have I heard the wedding one?
KL4NUE, here we go. Before I got married. I'm talking about the day before I'm getting married at 10 o'clock on Saturday. This is Friday afternoon. And I'm at the shop, and I hear the front gate lock out front, you know, during normal business hours. And then the side door on the shop locked, and then here comes a whole bunch of soldiers in the door. And they pretty much tackled me and handcuffed me to a Hemet tanker. And one of them had gone to the grocery store, in the pharmacy, and bought a bottle of that Genosian Violet, that purple stuff. And, well, let's just say it went south from there in a hurry. And, it's just not a pleasant thing, you know, trying to explain that on your honeymoon.
We're too busy laughing.
And that's the second time I've heard the story.
Apparently. Well, let me make sure I got it. At the wedding, I think it was Lloyd who arranged for the organist to play the Barney song. You know, the purple monster Barney. You know, I love you, you love me. At the wedding. And it was, you know, it was an inside joke. All of the, you know, the soldiers, the only one that knew how I had been, you know, painted, I guess. it just went bad the next day. It really did.
Married there, bud.
Then there's the honeymoon, then there's that, you know?
That's what happened to me while I was single between the first one and the second one. You want to hear about the Corvette girl? And I meet this really cute blonde. I mean, just real cute. And this is in 2000, and she's driving a 96 model Corvette ZL or ZR1. And we've been seeing each other about 3 months. And I took her out to Longhorns down Pelham Road one evening, and we got us a steak. And on the way out of there, I said, you know, right there's Fairway Ford. Would you mind if I stopped and looked at a truck? Dropped. Well, she says, oh, no, I love car shopping. Now, keep in mind, we've only seen each other about 3 months. And I like her, but I don't know if I like her that much yet. So we go and I look at the Fords, and she looks down there behind the Ford lot and sees these Jaguars. The Jaguar dealership right behind Fairway Ford. Well, we go down there because she said, y'all, I want to look at the Jaguars. So we go down there, and she picks out a $90,000 Jaguar Champagne Gold Convertible XK. And looks at me and says, you know, the lease runs out on my Corvette in April. You think we could do one of these? That car lot. The rest of the story. I don't know what you're going to do, baby, but I'm going to buy a truck. I never saw her again after I dropped her at the door.
No.
The moral to that story, fellas, is if you got you a good one, hang on to her and take good care of her, because the wackos are out there, I can tell you.
For PXB, if it had me, she'd have been standing there still in that car lot parking lot. I don't think they had Ubers at that time, but she'd have had to figure it out.
Gentlemen, I was polite. I took her home. About the time we hit the door, I kissed her on the cheek and said, thank you, ma'am. I had a nice evening. Bye. What are you going to call me? I didn't say a word as I was headed for my old truck. 2 days later, I had a new one. And she was gone. Hey, what was that song from Hee Haw? Who used to do it? They used to come on there and they'd sing that song. Thank God in Greyhound, she's gone.
Of a country song, you ditched the girl and got a truck rather than the girl ditching you and taking your truck. Yeah, there's been a lot of singing so far in the past 30 minutes between you and Chad.
Well, not to sing. I mean, I you can't sing on the radio, but I was thought I was being, you know, monotone, but, you know, I don't know how else to say the Barney song. Let me make sure I got it here. And KO4NUE. And Lord, did you have to stand at the back of the church and laugh? I mean, really? You done me wrong, bud.
4PXB, you certainly right that I had to.
I never figured this out. So since we're doing, you know, being truthful here, who wrote "Help Me" on the bottom of my shoes? So when I knelt on the altar, that there was "Help Me" on the bottom of my shoes. Did you do that?
Negative. I think that was Cato that did that one.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll get him next time I see him.
That's hilarious. All right. So I'm apparently a noob here. But what was this purple stuff they put on you?
Ocean violet. It's a dye. I think it's an antiseptic actually, but it's a dye, and it is royal purple. And it stains like you would not believe. If it gets on your skin, it will not come off. And yeah, it was not a good experience.
What I did to my son when he got married at his reception. And I picked up a whole bunch of scrap keys that didn't work. And at the reception, I handed these keys out to several women in the reception. And one to a very elderly lady, one to a very pregnant lady, and one to a guy. And as we were just about ready to go out the door, I said, okay, now the preacher signed the license, it's all official. Any of you girls out there that still have keys to his place, come on and start turning.
That's really bad, Steve. KO4NUE. You just went down a notch, brother.
Well, let me tell you what. The whole place was just about to start rolling, laughing. But when the pregnant girl went walking up there, I think he was about to crawl under a table. But when the 80-year-old lady and the guy walked up there together, they looked at each other and went, huh. Oh, that was a good day. They got a good laugh all the way out to their car until they saw their car.
Good, bud. Oh, that's good. That's good. KO4E.
Pilot, he said best financial advice he ever got was to stay with XYL number one. Sorry about your son with the keys, though. In the military, we had a saying, nothing's too cruel if it's funny enough.
Had the whole place rolling in the floor laughing about that one. It was hilarious. And the look on my daughter-in-law's face when all that was going on. I'm sure he had to do a little bit of tap dancing just like you did, Chad. I just wish that I could have seen the bride's face, because her mother got into her luggage and put a crayons and a coloring book and a note just in case you get bored.
What? That is good. Let me make sure I got this. Yeah, so that's a good one. I'll give you credit there. But with my situation and Lloyd, is that there's so many levels to it. You know, just was overpowered. And, you know, they pretty much held me down, handcuffed me to the Hemet tanker. And there was nothing I could do about it. I fought and fought and fought until I just, you know, they let me wear myself out. And then it just did not look pretty. And I, you know, just felt really violated, honestly. Jim's right. If it's funny enough, it's not cruel. But it took me and her both a good week to get over it.
KI-40TY. What did Anna say when she saw?
It's supposed to look like that?
After you got everything washed off.
Stan, you can't wash it off. It don't wash off. That's what I'm trying to get you to understand. Genosian violet does not come off. You have to wear it off.
There. PXB. Hope your children didn't come out with any purple marks, did they?
You guys, jump back in there.
You better not say a thing, Lloyd. I still owe you.
Please.
Gentlemen, we have to remember we've got some miners that are ham operators up and coming. We got to set a good example here.
You're right. I apologize. But anyway, Jim, where are you headed today?
Headed out to the recycling center to get rid of an old rocking chair I've had in my backyard for a while.
Go ahead.
Jim, I talked with him a couple of days ago.
Yeah, I was. He was helping with me with some HFDX stuff, and that's like working out pretty good. And I just thought I'd chat with him for a minute there.
Link station trying to check in. You have no audio. No audio.
KO4 PXB. Guys, I think I found the perfect way around my HOA and node ham radio antenna that I saw on YouTube today. I have an old satellite dish that we used for DirecTV. I saw that you can actually put the 2-meter and the 70-meter tracings on there and cable it to that, and just then you have to get a UHF, VHF, the connector box, and then it will allow, then you can just hook it up to your ham radio that way.
Well, let us know how it works.
Definitely will, like I said, when I saw that, because I said, I got the perfect antenna that the HOA already allows because of the FCC regulations that they can't stop a satellite dish from being up there. So I said, well, why not see if there's anything out there why I can't use it?
Let me know how it works out. I'd be interested in hearing that.
Well, the only thing that I'll have to do is get an antenna tuner to make sure you get your cables the right length where you get in the frequency range where it's supposed to be. So then you'll have to either make it just longer or shorter if you're not have the wavelength like you need to.
I've got an analyzer if you need it. Get your SWR down a little bit. But anyway, well, listen, y'all fellas, I'm going to step on out. I'm going to say 73s and go get ready for my wife to come home. So enjoy the queue. So y'all be safe, and I'll talk to you later. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
Why, have a good one, Chad. Thanks for jumping in.
I'll be monitoring.
4PXB, I'm also monitoring on my ride home.